This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hello, this is Bonnie Lithgow and you're with Leo on Friday Morning Show on Joy 94.9.
Welcome back to Friday Morning Show, first of all with Leo on Joy 94.9. Over the years, my next guest has worked with a raft of big names, including the Black Eyed Peas, Ricky Martin and our own Kylie Minogue. She's a dancer, choreographer, producer and director, and was a judge on the first three seasons of So You Think You Can Dance Australia. A big Joy welcome to Bonnie Lithgow.
Thank you.
Welcome to Joy, but it's your first time here.
It is the first time. I hope it's not the last time.
Oh, it won't be the last time. I can guarantee you that, doll. Now, coming from the UK, You attended a performing arts school when you were very, very young. You even had a presenting role on The Sooty Show, which is one of my personal favourites as a kid. I used to love that show.
I used to love that show too. Yes,
it was amazing.
Yes.
And as a kid, you obviously loved dance and everything. Yes. So when did you first discover your love of dance?
Oh, very, very early on, when I was about three or four, my mum used to take me to dance class, and I just loved it from that second, I think. It was part of my life and continued to be part of my life throughout my life. It's wonderful. It makes you alive. It's fantastic.
Now, when you were dancing for the BBC's show Young Generation, which is like a TV dance troupe show in the late 60s, you met your future husband, Nigel, on the show. He was a choreographer, right?
Yes. In actual fact, I met him in the 70s. It was 1971.
Right.
And the Young Generation was a huge group in London with the BBC. And we had our own television series. We had great people on the show at the time.
Like Young Talent Time.
Yes, very much like that. So we were kind of, it was the Young Generation show. We were teenagers and we had our own show, and we brought people into the show, like in those days it was Tom Jones, it was Michael Jackson, yes, we had Stevie Wonder, we had all those great people on the show. And what was funny with Nigel, I went along to the audition from the Sooty Show because they wanted to book me for another 3 years. So I went along to the audition on a bet, and there were 800 girls there, and Nigel was auditioning and he wanted two, and I got down to the like last six, I think, and then he didn't want me. And
what?
I know.
And you married him later on.
I know. They put me on a kind of a trial for 6 weeks because the producer liked me.
Yeah.
And then I ended up joining the group. And then 2 years later, we started going out in 1973. And then in 1974, we got married.
And you had two kids and you're married for over 30 years.
I know.
Amazing. Now, I mean, you mentioned some big names there. Over the years, you've worked with some huge names.
Yes.
Some interesting stories to tell, perhaps?
Oh, I have. I mean, one of the stories which I always sits happily in my mind is with Gene Kelly. Mm-hmm. It was in the 80s and we were doing a TV show with him and the New Zealand Ballet Company, and he came into the first day of rehearsals and he wanted to have lunch with 12 of us, which were the producers, the assistant producers. I was assistant choreographer at the time and Nigel was the choreographer, and we all sat round this round table, and he went round each and every one of us and we all had to stand up and say our name, and I was the last one. I was sitting next to him, so I was like number 11.
Yeah.
And he went around and he said, "What's your name?" And they went da 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 da, 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 all the way around, and it got to me and he said, "And you must be Bonnie." I nearly fell off my chair because he
knew your name.
I know, he knew my name.
Gene Kelly, the dancing extraordinaire.
That was fabulous.
Now, Nigel of course went on to develop some massive TV shows.
Yes.
You know, like Pop Idol in the UK and then later on American Idol. Now, how instrumental were you behind the scenes of creating those shows? Did he like sound like as a bit of a soundboard? And
yes, he was. He was very much like that. When we were doing Pop Idol, we actually saw that program here in Australia.
Mm. Pop Stars.
We saw Pop Stars here in Australia because my eldest son, Simon, was over here. He was about 17 or 18. And he saw the program and he said to Nigel and I, "You've got to watch this. You've got to watch this." And then Nigel saw it, went back to the UK. And then he and I met the producers of that. And I was always hoping thing that I would be part of that show with him, but he chose to go with a record person who knew a lot about the singing side of things. And although I do, she was really good. So it was Nigel and her. But he would always come home to me and say, what do you think? How do you think that went? Was it good? Was it bad? So we were two as one, really, when it came to behind the scenes and talking about the business, yes.
Because over the years, there's been so many judges that obviously Nigel's employed on his various TV shows. What have been your favourite judges personally?
My favourite judges? Honestly? I'm going to actually say Nigel, because when I did the first series of American Idol, we were judges together, and I just so loved working with him because I enjoyed the spontaneity. I liked what he said, and we had such fun together as a couple because it kind of worked, I felt, and he taught me a lot. And even though it went wrong a couple of years ago, we're still great friends, and I will always say how fantastic he was as a judge with me. And I wish I could have remained being a judge with him, although maybe not being in marriage with him.
Because when you're a judge on these shows, obviously the connection, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work, and you employ judges and think, yeah, this is going to be great. Let's not mention last year on American Idol with Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey. It didn't really work, but you know, some really good judges have come from that show, like Paula Abdul. She's in Aussie at the moment doing So That You Can Dance.
Paula's a great girl. You know, I know she has a heart. And if anybody's going to do the show like that, if it's not going to be me, then Paula's a great choice to have. And she knows what she's talking about. You know, she's worked with dancers a long time. I can remember going to see one of her shows, and it was absolutely fantastic. So, yeah, she's a great person to have as a judge. And, you know, and I loved my judges on So You Think You Can Dance. I mean, Matt was great. Jason Coleman, I mean, love or hate him, for me, he was one of my best friends on that show, and he was a true, true, lovely crit on the dancers. He knew what he was talking about, and you need those kind of people. And it's funny, the first time I met him, because we all had auditions where we came along for So You Think You Could Dance, we were all kind of auditioned, and Matt was put with somebody and I was put with somebody else, and in the end the three of us came together. And the first time we did our judging together was in Adelaide, and I didn't really know them at all, and they didn't know me, and I was a bit scared of Jason to begin with, because he was so out, you know, he spoke his mind really all the time, which was perfect. But as I grew to know him, I grew to really love him. And in fact, he's going to be judging with me tomorrow when we do the auditions.
You're back together again.
We're back together because he knows what he's talking about. You can't have judges out there if they really don't know what they're talking about. Yes, great personalities is wonderful, but they need to know their art as well. And without question, Jason knew his art.
So That You Can Dance has been a massive show all over the world. As a dancer and a choreographer, you must be very proud of that fact. What's the major difference from a great dancer to an amazing dancer?
I think with a great dancer, they don't always have the technique. A great dancer can be combined with personality, can be fun to be with, and can do certain things very well. When you have an extraordinary, fantastic person, it's all about the technique as well, and sometimes that can be missing.
And they bring up the emotion as well, which is really important.
I think so. I always say dancing is acting without speaking. You've got to be able to do that. If you're a dancer, you've got to be able to express yourself. And I've actually been watching some of the So You Think You Can Dance this year, and I've been very impressed with the dancers and their expression, because when I was doing So You Think You Can Dance before, I always felt that dancers weren't really taught to act as well. You know, and I've come up through the world of acting as well. And this year, I believe these dancers are really getting hold of the characters they're supposed to play within the dance, and that is probably what makes that extra bit, that X factor of a dancer, and that's what I was always looking for, and I think actually they've achieved it this year.
My special guest this morning is dancer, choreographer, director and producer Bonnie Lithgow. Now stick around, Bonnie, plenty more to talk about, including your latest venture in Australia, which I'm very excited to talk about that.
Thank you.
And after the next break, I'm going to play a song by a guy who got his start on So That You Can Dance. He later became a contestant on Australian's Got Talent and came third, I think. Tim O'Matic is coming up very soon on Joy.
Hi, we're Little Mix on air with Leo on Joy 94.9.
Tim O'Matic, you're on Joy 94.9 Powershoot. Now, my special guest this morning on the Friday morning show is So That You Can Dance, former judge Bonnie Lithgow. Now, Bonnie, coming from the UK, British institution is the pantomime. Mm-hmm. Unlike in Australia, they are huge events in the UK. Give us a snapshot of the wonderful weather pantomime.
You want me to give you a few ideas about what it is all about?
Yeah, because we're in Australia and we experience pantomime
here. Yeah, that's
true.
And I'm hoping you're going to love it. Right, panto is, I always say panto rather than pantomime, because in the years ago, hundreds and thousands of years ago, pantomime meant a show without words. This is a show with words. It's panto. It's really a today's musical. We're doing Snow White at the State Theatre in Sydney, and it's all about audience participation. You have all your principals on stage, and we'll use So You Think You Can Dance dancers and other dancers. So we'll have people that everybody knows, and we put a play together. So you take a play like Snow White, and within that you put great music. You put in stuff like Katy Perry, Firework, and all those different modern songs with a flavour of the whole play as well. So it's all mixed up. And I think the best thing about panto, take a show like X Factor, take a show like So You Think You Can Dance. It's a family show. All families sit around and watch X Factor. All families. I think they're all sitting around and watching The Block as well at the moment. So it's that kind of thing. So families will be able to come from 9 to 109, or actually younger than that, from kids from about 3 or 4 can go to see this show, right up to adults. And there are jokes in there that adults understand, kids haven't got a clue, and the other way around. So it's bringing together families.
And it's keeping it modern as well, because obviously bringing in the new songs attracts the younger audience, and of course the story attracts the older audience because they remember Cinderella and Snow White.
Yes.
Now, living in the States, you teamed up with your son Christopher on the Bring the Panto stateside. Now, your first production was Cinderella, which was a sellout.
Yes.
You went on to do Snow White, and Neil Patrick Harris was in the production as well. Now, you brought the fun back into theatre. It's really, really fantastic. So, I mean, what's your reaction been like from the Yanks?
It's funny, actually. Now, going on to Neil Patrick Harris, who is a joy to work with. Oh, I think that's the radio station as well. he's just beautiful. He's such a wonderful actor. And when we first did the show in the States, it was very strange because in Britain, you get a wicked queen who this year is going to be Magda Sabansky, which is going to be wonderful. So think of her. She comes on stage, and in the UK, everybody would boo her because she's a bad person.
Yeah, of course.
So they go, boo! But in America, you never believe what they did. They clapped and cheered. So they go, yay! So we had to try and tell everybody that, no, that's not what you do when the Wicked Queen comes on, or when the baddies come on, you boo, and when the goodies come on, you cheer.
So poor Americans. Poor darlings. But, I mean, you mentioned Magda and the production in Sydney.
Yes.
Now, it's going to be a great show in Sydney. Some massive names, including Carl Sanderlands, Cliff Richard. Oh, my God.
Yes, it's amazing, really. I'm so thrilled. I mean, as far as Cliff is concerned, I pushed him into it because I've known him for such a long time. I used to be one of his dancers, and we've been friends since I did a film, which was 200 years ago, called To Serve With Love with Sidney Poitier. And Cliff was doing a film there as well, and we come from the same town, and we became friends for life. We played tennis. Well, he's much better than me. And we were in the kitchen, and we were having a cup of tea, and I said to Cliff, have you ever thought about doing the magic mirror, because we're looking at a two-faced mirror, because we're going to record it all. And he said, I'd love to, Bonnie. I went, oh great, because I've got Kyle Sanderlands as our one side of the magic mirror, and I want a two-faced mirror for you to be the other side. And they're both being filmed, so we'll do Kyle and we'll do Cliff. We'll put them together so the Wicked Queen can say who she wants to be with, the good side or the bad side. And they both said yes, so I'm over the moon with that. I really am.
And it's also very interactive because this year you are doing a nationwide search for your Snow White. the star of the show, not these big names, but the star of the show is Snow White, and you're doing this massive search all over the country. Tell us about your Panto Z Factor, is that how you say it?
It's Oz Factor.
Oh, Oz Factor. Yes. Oz Factor.
Yes, that's what it is. Our Panto Oz Factor. Well, what I thought was, and it actually goes back to people like Tim O'Matic in So You Think You Can Dance. You get these very talented people, and luckily with him, he's gone from strength to strength to strength. But how incredible is that? And there are other people like that that you audition that don't go from strength to strength. They have the ability, but they get lost on the way. So I decided that I wanted to search for a Snow White that was totally talented, has singing experience, can move quite well, and of course can act, and put her amongst fabulous, fabulous celebrities and teach her what it's like to be on stage and work through a panto. So I'm searching the whole of Australia. I've been to Adelaide, I've been to Brisbane, and here we are now in Melbourne, where I hope I will find the perfect Princess Snow White to work with all these fantastic celebrities that I have.
Because, I mean, Melbourne is the capital of theatre, so yes. I'm predicting, people, that Melbourne is going to be your Snow White. You're going to find it here in Melbourne. I can guarantee it. So any girls listening out there, if you are aged between 16 and 26, if you know any girls aged between 16 and 26 who love performing and singing, get them along to the auditions. They're happening tomorrow at Westfield Southland and Sunday Westfield Knox. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're searching for all girls between the age group that can sing and dance and get your game on and audition for Bonnie and the celebrity judges, Kim Johnson and Jason Coleman. What a fantastic opportunity.
I think it's a fantastic opportunity. And on Saturday, the registration starts at 8 o'clock. So,
get there early.
But they should come along to that if they can, first of all, 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock. But if they're late, that's fine. Come along. And what I'm going to do, and on Sunday it's 9 o'clock, but what I'll do on the Saturday morning is they'll all sing for me so I can see, make them feel comfortable, get over the nerves. Mm. So they'll have a morning with me, and then in the afternoon, we'll bring in the judges. They come in at, I think, 1 o'clock. And if you get through the morning round, you'll be put forward in front of the judges. But I just want to get them confident first, because it's scary being out there.
It is very scary.
Yeah, it is. But they'll be great. And as long as they have confidence and personality, that's what I'm looking for. And they look lovely and dressed as if they were going to meet their prince.
Exactly. As Snow White.
Yes.
Right? It's an amazing opportunity, and it could lead to bigger things Snow White that wins the role. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, Snow White, the Winter Family Musical, is going to be held in Sydney at the State Theatre from Friday the 4th of July to Sunday the 13th of July. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster. A perfect winter escape in Sydney, people. So get your tickets for that. Thank you so much for coming in, Bonnie. It's really good to meet you.
Oh, Leo, it's been so lovely. Thank you very much. And I didn't know you knew so much about me.
Oh, I do my research. Of course I do. Now, you're coming from the UK.
Yes.
So I think we should end the interview with a bit of a UK... this is huge in the UK.
Ooh.
You know this one?
I know.
Steps.
Oh,
with Tragedy.
Yes.
With
yes.
the dance Steps.
Let's hope it won't be a tragedy.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Thank you. Hello, this is Bonnie Lithgow, and you're listening to Joy 94.9, Australia's first and only GLBTI community radio station.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.